7 Walmart stores in Connecticut will become vaccination sites.
Here, we're making a big priority. Those that are in congested communities, those that are in multi-generational housing, often people of color, a big priority for us to make sure they get vaccinated, to keep them safe, their communities safe.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says the point is to get more sites in underserved communities. At the same time, he says people 65 and older can now start signing up on Thursday.
In New York, officials say this will cause a crush of people trying to make appointments. But Lamont says in Connecticut, about 56% of residents 75 and older have already received their first shot so far. That's why it can be expanded. To get everyone in this new group their first shot will take about 4 weeks. This is C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region.
Coming up, a watchdog sued Cuomo to get the data on the deaths in nursing homes. Also, delays in sentencing of Bridgeport's former police chief and combating discrimination of somebody's hairstyle. I'm Charles Lane.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
The New York State Health Department has finally released data that shows nearly 15,000 nursing home residents and others at long-term care facilities died from COVID. Karen DeWitt reports that the data was released following a court battle.
The lawsuit to release the numbers was successfully brought by the government watchdog group, the Empire Center, after a Freedom of Information request to the administration of Governor Andrew Cuomo stalled. The center's health policy analyst, Bill Hammond, says the department over the weekend added to its website over 4,000 deaths of nursing home residents who died of coronavirus after being sent to the hospital. The numbers confirm a report by State Attorney General Tish James. She said the state undercounted nursing home hospital deaths by 50%. And those deaths are in addition to the over 9,000 who passed away in a nursing home. Hammond says the newly released data also shows that 219 residents of adult long-term care facilities, including assisted living centers, succumbed to the virus, and that 1,516 of those who were admitted to the hospital from the facilities died. Previously, all of those deaths were simply classified as hospital deaths. Hammond says it's important that the public know the difference.
The analogy I've been drawing is, what if we found out the police department was only reporting crimes that happened during the week and leaving out the crimes that happened on the weekend?
Under the terms of the court order, the health department is expected to release more detailed data by Wednesday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
The former police chief of Bridgeport, Connecticut, has asked a judge for a delay in his sentencing after pleading guilty to rigging his own hiring process. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
An attorney for A.J. Perez says the former Bridgeport police chief has a medical appointment for an ongoing health issue scheduled for mid-February. The attorney said the appointment could provide information that could be useful for sentencing. Perez pleaded guilty last year to conspiracy to commit wire fraud and lying to the FBI. Prosecutors say he worked with the city's personnel director to ensure he would get the job of police chief while he served as acting chief. Perez's attorney also said he needs more time to reach an agreement to pay back the city. Federal prosecutors want Perez to pay Bridgeport nearly $150,000 the city spent on its search for a new police chief. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Coming up, forbidding discrimination on hairstyle, but first headlines and a message from C19's supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
The The 7-day COVID-19 positivity rate in Connecticut has fallen to 3.5%. On Long Island, the 7-day positivity rate dropped to 5.4%. The rest of New York dipped to 4.4%, the lowest 7-day positivity rate since December 1st. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state will be sent about 5% more COVID-19 vaccines from the federal government for community health centers in the state.
Governor Lamont says that he will end some liability protections for hospitals and nursing homes starting in March. He says it will likely lead to civil lawsuits that will hold facilities accountable for substandard performance. He's doing this after being pressured by elder care advocates.
Another Long Island man has been arrested in connection to the U.S. Capitol breach on January 6th. Greg Rupenacker of Farmingdale was among a group of people that was apparently smoking marijuana in the Capitol Rotunda. Rupenacker had recorded multiple videos of himself inside the building that day, some of which were seen on social media. He's expected to be arraigned Tuesday on charges of entering a restricted building and committing disorderly or disruptive conduct that impedes or disrupts the orderly conduct of government business.
The New York State Senate passed legislation targeting discrimination and bias in real estate practices. The package of bills requires, among other things, real estate agents to undergo additional anti-bias training, increased fines for cases of discrimination, and more state-led undercover investigations.
Connecticut lawmakers will consider legislation that would make it illegal to discriminate against hairstyles that are associated with African Americans. The hairstyles include braids, cornrows, dreadlocks, and twists. WSHU's Ebang Udama reports.
State Representative Stephanie Thomas is a Black lawmaker from Norwalk. She crops her hair short.
Today, my haircut raises no eyebrows. But that was not the case in 1994 when I first cut it short.
Thomas says her manager at the area nonprofit she worked for at the time did not approve.
And assumed that I wouldn't fit in as a safe Black, as a palatable person of color in our core business of convincing wealthy white philanthropists to make donations to our nonprofit.
Thomas says that's why she and many of her fellow lawmakers support passage of the Crown Act. The bill being considered in the Labor and Public Employee Committee would make it illegal to discriminate against someone at work or school over the way they wear their hair. It was introduced last year, it made it out of committee, and then died because the session was shortened by the pandemic. Connecticut would be the 8th state to pass the Crown Act if it makes it this year. New York and New Jersey passed their versions in 2019. Ebang Udama, WSH News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford Healthcare.
Thank you for listening. WSHU depends on listeners to give us news tips and to share our stories. You can also help us by becoming a member.
I'm Charles Lane.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll be back tomorrow. ¶¶